This week's podcast, from freelance travel writer, author, blogger and commentator Jake the Writer, came to being when he discovered that he didn't just find that he was talking to himself, but actually having conversations. He thought he should justify himself before the men in white coats appeared. I call it, "You talking to me? There's no one else here, so who do you think I'm talking to?" I've begun to talking to myself and I've no idea when it started. What have I come upstairs for? Out loud and often without knowing that I'm doing it. Did it come with my grey hairs and the wrinkles or expanding waistline? Kids do it without embarrassment all of the time. They even have imaginary friends, but at my age, no, what I do is furtively look round me, wondering if anybody heard me. It doesn't help that another sign of my old age is that I've become very deaf and I'm not sure how loud I'm speaking. Perhaps if I lived alone it would make more sense, but I don't. I live with my very understanding wife and she is quite used to being asked if she's moved my watch, keys, reading glasses, etc. But now it's me that I'm speaking to. The more I write my weblogs to keep this old brain ticking over, and I research a subject or I recall something from my past for a story, I find myself chatting to myself and suddenly realise that I'm chatting loud and I'm guiltily looking around to make sure that I'm alone. Oh my Lord, where do I go from here? Will I find myself dressed in Salvation Army couture, pushing a stolen Waitrose trolley along the street as I hold loud dribbling conversations with myself? Should I get a dog that can act as a beard to hide behind? No, I'm a cat person and my cat always knew that I was weird. He was also totally irreplaceable. Sometimes now that he's no longer with us, I find myself chatting to him. I just hope nobody hears my conversations. Talking to yourself is supposed to be a bad sign. What about hearing voices? Also bad. Talking to yourself suggests a mild neurosis or perhaps improper socialisation. Hearing voices in your head talking back to you. Now we're talking psychosis. Me? I talk to people that aren't there. They talk back? Of course they talk back. What do you think I am? Some sort of fool who'd waste time talking to people who don't answer? Please. Sometimes they're conversations I really need to have with real people. Sometimes they're scenes from my stories that I'm going to write, or that I'm writing right now. So I don't tell my mind to run, I just let it play. So far it hasn't complained. I talk to myself a lot, and I don't mean only in the privacy of my own home. I talk to myself while I'm walking down the street, when I'm at my office computer, or even when I'm shopping. Thinking out loud helps me materialise what I'm thinking about, so I've done a little research to help me make sense of things. It may even help to convince my friends that even though it may make me look insane, I'm not really. Talking to oneself, it turns out, is a sign of genius. The smartest people on earth talk to themselves. Look at the inner monologues of the greatest thinkers. Look at the poetry. Look at history. Albert Einstein talked to himself. He wasn't an avid social butterfly when he was growing up, and he preferred to keep to himself. He used to repeat his sentences to himself softly. So you see, I'm not alone, and I'm not completely bonkers. I'm just really smart. Ha! Huh? This morning, fortunately, sitting alone in the sauna at the gym, I once again caught myself talking to myself out loud as I was planning my day. I stopped the conversation as soon as I realised I was doing it again. And then I said to myself, out loud, "Bugger it. I'm old and I'm entitled to be a bit eccentric. I'm off to see the wizard." Thanks for listening. You see, you are some of the people that I chat to out loud. I'll see you next week as usual. Cheerio.